You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. I'm 50 years old. I've been with my wife 25 years. I've never been on Tinder or any of these dating apps. Somebody said to me just recently, how long have you been with your wife? I said, oh, 25 years. They said, oh, so you met her the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way? I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't swap her for two camels and a yak. I think people like romanticize the old-fashioned way, like because they're having trouble with Tinder or whatever, they romanticize the old-fashioned ways of meeting people, right? But the old-fashioned way of meeting people was through friends, and it had one crucial flaw: you needed friends. A long, long time ago, I do remember looking at personal ads, and they were like printed then, like on paper. And looking at these ads, I think, I'm sure all these women are, you know, very attractive and very nice, but like, there's a lot going to the gym going on, and like walking and jogging and like running. It sounds exhausting. And it dawned on me, like, do you think men actually like lethargic women? Do you think all the ones that are put in their profiles that they like laying on the sofa eating chocolates and watching box sets, they've all been snapped up? I don't think there's like a new kind of twist on the whole profile thing now. Is you see this on social media, so it's like preferred pronouns. So like, you know, people say, I want to be called he, him, his, or hers, or there are some other non-gender pronouns. And I've got absolutely no problem with this at all, right? Whatever you want to call yourself, that's fine by me, right? But I was thinking to myself, well, what are my preferred pronouns? So I was thinking, oh, am I kidding? I'm stand-up comic. I, me, me, me. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist. Which in my case, I think, means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, yeah, he always gets a laugh. The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said, man is born free and all around us is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret-a-Manger and Café Nero. I spend a lot of time in Café Nero standing behind somebody who wants to know all the alternatives to cow's milk. And I find this really, really irritating. I find it so irritating that I've started to come out in a rash. I think I'm lactose intolerant. And people say, they're like, nut milk, sorry, it's more natural and more healthy than cow's milk, but I'm not sure. What sort of hormone regime do you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? Is recycling a bit like sex? Nobody's really sure they're doing it right. You think other people are doing it a lot more than you and a lot better. You find yourself saying, is this wet? Does this count as food? And sometimes you put something in the wrong hole. You just leave it. I'll leave you with this thought. Boris Johnson being holding up a fish recently. Do you think if you are what you eat, Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? So what they say is, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you can sleep with his wife on Sunday afternoons. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's keep our voice going. That's our people on the Sezone Show.